And we know this is a difficult time. It's tough for everyone in our area, throughout our country. It is such a tragic event, and it hits so close to home. So this morning, we open the talk back line to you. Whether you need to grieve, you need to vent. Do you want to salute our first responders, how heroic they were again yesterday? It's your floor. Many of you are expressing your thoughts and prayers for the victims this morning. Matthew on Facebook says his heart goes out to all the victims. And of course, our heart goes out to them and their families. Jerry says it's another example of why we need more gun control.
If this fellow had been properly addressed back in Washington State when he had anger issues, shooting people's tires and things, and a lot of this perhaps could have been avoided.
It just goes to show the great men and women that we have in our armed forces and our police officers in Washington, D.C.
That first gentleman was alluding to a situation in Seattle, Washington, in which authorities say that the gunman fired three times into the tire of a construction worker who had parked in a position which he thought was inappropriate for his family members in the area. As it turns out, there were some problems procedural and no formal charges were ever filed. In fact, his record in Washington State was expunged after that because the movement from police to the prosecutor did not happen within a 12-month timeline. Now, you can take part in what we all consider to be an important point here. A little opportunity to get it off your chest this morning. Call a WTOP talkback line with your thoughts at 1-877-222-1035. This close-knit community, we have been through so much. And together we get through it time and again. 1-877-222-1035. You can join our conversation on our Facebook page. Tweet with hashtag WTOP.